That was one thing I didn't do.
So, you don't got to give me, like, specific numbers or nothing, but what was the, like, because you bought the News 34 with that money, right?
Yeah.
So, like, off a percentage, I guess, like, how much was left over from that to get that?
So, to break it down, I sold the 34 for 25.
Okay.
So, if you wanted to cut out the fees, it was at $750 for the registration.
I'm actually recording this.
Oh, okay. $750 for the registration. And then a finder's fee, because I didn't want to sell it. The dude was like, yo, if you sell it for me, if I sell it, will you shoot me some money? Uh-huh. I was like, yeah, how much one? He was like, $1,000. And I was just joking at the time, because I didn't know he would sell it. He didn't, and he sold it. He sold it, so that was $1,000. So that left me with like 23.2.
Okay.
And then I paid off a gang of people and some bills. Then that left me with like 19. And then I dropped like 7 on this, 7 down. And the rest was like feasible to like we work out later.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, so if I give a percentage, good enough.
Yeah.
I didn't
come good out enough.
Anything good enough. Upside. I didn't come up upside down because you figure for the car, the white car anyway, if I put a price on it, I damn near paid like 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bad at all. Because
Josh, you don't want to know, you want to know what the fucking funny story is? That week before, Josh was like, why the fuck do you need two cars? You should just sell one of these fucking cars and be an adult. And I said, fuck you, Josh. You don't know a fucking thing. And then like I called him one day. I was like, Josh, I sold my car. He's like, what? I thought you didn't want to sell it. He's like, I thought you didn't want to sell it. And I was like, I don't want to sell it. But the dude would like called me at work. He's like, yo, I'm on my way to buy your car. Who should I make this check out to? I was like, you're lying.
Yeah, that nigga destroyed the car. It looks so stupid now.
It was my old kit I bought from him. So it was like, I'm glad it was for his wife. So it was like, I know it won't get abused or whatever. So I'm happy they got the car.
It looks like a fucking hovercraft now.
He don't like it because the body kit like extends all the way to the ground. So it looks like a Jetsons
like,
car.
It flares out like a motherfucking skate ramp.
Like an LM?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, just like that. So
trash.
But other than that, I'm happy.
Some doo-doo water.
Sorry.
So now the next step is to be an adult and move
get
in.
This booty crib.
Get this booty crib together. That way we can like low-key, high-key. It's like an adult thing. That way I don't have to hear anything. Notifications, fella. I don't have to hear anything from anybody. It's like all I have to live with Josh.
Yeah.
Where we live together. But we'd have like our own. Like
areas.
This is us. Like, so if we ever wanted to move out. And like rent it out, we could.
Okay.
Because most of our friends are just fucking not in the headspace to do anything.
As we established.
I only have one home, as the only homie I grew up with, probably my friend DJ. Mm-hmm. He bought a crib, and then his brother bought a crib. So that was the only grown up I could say that bought a crib.
That's funny. A lot of but all of our friends are like 30 plus, and I can only think of like one
under 20. Under 30 that bought one?
No, that like is in the headspace like I want to get a crib.
Your boy, the dude who told us how to scam the school system.
Who's that?
The dude who lives over by the Slauson Mall, the Slauson suit, the Slauson swap meet.
Todd?
Yeah.
No, Todd. I think he owns that house. Okay, so
that's what I'm saying.
It's,
he has a house.
It's like Todd and Mikey probably are the only ones that
your
I
cousin
think
Mikey.
Of. Yeah,
he bought
like,
a house.
No, that are like that's what their goal.
Oh
is.
Yeah, because at this point it's like I've had enough cars. Anything after this would have to be a 34 GTR.
Mm.
So I'm not gonna get that anytime soon.
What's
told
that
myself,
like $80,000?
Yeah, right. As of right now, $80,000.
But they will drop.
No, they'll go up.
Because then they'll be able to be imported. Yeah,
so the closer they are to becoming legal, the more that you can charge for them.
I thought it would be the opposite.
No,
because they'll be more readily available.
They're less 34s made of GTR models. And the model I want is yellow, and it's like they only made 44 of those cars.
You know anyone who has one?
I knew one guy, and he wanted 95 for it.
Ooh.
Does he still have it?
No, he sold it. He kept bugging me. He's like, I'll shoot it to you for 90. And I'm like, in my head, I'm sitting here with like $500 in my bank account figuring out
90,000. Like, nigga, you gotta turn into a real hustler. Like, you gotta Rick Ross.
It's no amount of t-shirts I can sell.
You gotta move from grams to birds.
That's how
you could get that car.
I honestly tried to sell drugs once.
I think we've all, yeah, I mean, I've.
It didn't work out well. Like, my friend was like, he was a real drug dealer. And he was like, I'm gonna talk to my boy and shoot you some stuff. And he was like, after a day, he's like, give me this shit back, bro. This
is not your
You
life.
A clean cut dude. You not, you too nice. Like,
you, what were you slinging? Were you slinging water, Mountain Dew?
Flower.
Okay.
flower, adult flower. A little bit. And I sat there and I was like, I can't do this. And he was like, that. He was just like, I knew you weren't going to do anything with it. I just was trying to, just trying. And no.
I remember, like, I've sold things throughout my whole life, but in college is really where it kind of took a whole new head.
That's because you need the money.
Yeah, but I had, like, a whole system because I had hella Adderall, bro. Like, I had Adderall up the ass.
Who doesn't have a homie with ADD that you don't flip his Adderall for?
No, it was mine. So I had my own. Even better. Yeah, I had my own prescription. But I had, like, a whole thing. Like, I was in social class learning how to manipulate people.
Yeah.
So I would take my bottle and, like, go into the library at, like, 2 in the morning. Allegedly. And anyone there, that had a Red Bull by him and was just in there, I would go set up my shit and, like, I would put the pills, like, right next to him, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But they were in, like, one of those pill containers. So it would say, like, Monday, Tuesday or whatever. And I would take one and they would be like, is that Adderall? I'm like, yeah, and, you know, helps me study, you know, I'm staying up.
Help me stay away. I got a lot of papers.
You know, so I'm sitting there just running spill, and they're like, man, would you mind if I get some? I'm like, I really don't sell them, but, you know, maybe this one time, you know, take my number. I'll give you some, you know, see what happens.
Allegedly.
And that's how, like, literally I just started slanging rocks.
Allegedly.
Well, like, educational rocks.
Yeah, you know, but it was easy, and it was easy money in Idaho, bro. Like, no one had a plug out there.
I'll never forget the day we pulled up to his cousin's apartment, and there was, I kid you not, there was a dude with a brand new Tundra lifted on chrome rims. And I was like, who's that, Josh? He's like, I don't know. That's my cousin's homie. And I said, hey, man. How I get like you? He said, buy low, sell high.
And then we went in the house and learned what a floating grouper was.
It was, I've learned, even though his cousin fucked me 3 ways till Sunday on some rims I bought a long time ago, I can say that man's, he doesn't care about family. He doesn't care about blood. All he cares about is his money and his daughters.
And that's not allegedly.
That man.
Nah, man, he cares. He
hold us out of an apartment. Yeah.
He don't know how to turn it off. That's the thing. Like, my man doesn't know how to turn it off sometimes. But, like, I'm the same way sometimes.
Josh hustled me for some shoes once and then said, my bad, dog, take this Xbox.
wait, what shoes?
I bought those the Tiffany highs from you. You bought them for retail and you sold them to me for at market price.
But
I've worn them 4 times.
I think that's when, like, I was, like, realizing, like I was going too far, because Andrew had bought up something in Bradshaw. I was like, bro, you be finessing like your homie sometimes. And I was like, nah. He was like, nah, look at this example right here. And I was like, damn, yeah, I guess you're kind
of
right.
You got the papers just folded out in front of you. He hit you like an accountant. Like,
yeah.
He ran you through your own numbers.
But that's the weird thing about, like, growing up in L.A. Like, everybody fucking hustles something. Like, I've known multiple people that just flip or hustle something. Like, I feel like that's like a California thing. Like, you got your job, and then you got your hustle.
Because if you don't have a hustle in California, then you're just some ordinary bum. Like, not a bum, like, not disrespect.
Not a literal bum,
normal. You have to have 2 incomes in California. And damn near what, we got 3 or 4 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, even though, it's like, because if one stops, the other one's flowing. And if that stops and the other one, then it's always going to keep going. Because you can't not be about it out here. Like, if you was in Nevada, if we was in, like, North Carolina right now, we'd be in a mansion.
So what do you guys think about moving to North Carolina?
I don't want to.
The farthest I would move is Colorado. Like, that's where I stop.
Yeah.
Any farther than that.
I say same. Like, Oregon, Colorado, Utah. I drove through Utah.
Utah is fucking beautiful. I love
that's
Utah.
That's where Post Malone has his bunker and shit is in Utah. Really? Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. Like, we used to drive to Utah all the time to get to school, and I was just like, fuck, Utah is beautiful.
It's right in the middle of the country where you can get to everything in about 4 hours.
Okay. Yeah.
Or less. So I wouldn't mind. It's just the fact that, like, with the money I have now, if I made the money I make now, like, for my jobs and everything I do in, like, Utah or somewhere else, I'd be cozy because gas is less.
Living's less.
Everything. Because you figure the suburban to fill up. My boy called me, gas in Florida right now is $1.50.
God damn.
Gas in Florida is, like, always cheap as fuck. In Texas, we get raped. We literally get raped.
It's because you pay for the luxury to live here.
Well, and we pay all those gas taxes also.
Man, the roads, listen, after this COVID, if the roads ain't smooth, I need the governor to fade me right now. We need to fight right down in Tri-Speed parking lot, 1v1. Your goons on the side, my goons on the side. If one of them step, we brawling. You feel me? Because ain't no reason we should be paying high-ass gas tax because they're like, oh, it's going to the road. Bitch, it's still potholes on Wilshire.
Yeah. Everywhere. It's weird, though, because, like, when we leave here, like, usually whenever we leave here and it's dark, like, there's only two lanes because they're actually working on the freeway.
Yeah, on down the 60?
Yeah.
Is that the 60?
And the 10.
Yeah.
The 60 and the 10, but, like, there, it doesn't seem like there's any work being done.
Bro, how long have they been working on the 405, even before we were in high school, and nothing's getting done? Yeah, they've widened the freeway, maybe.
But do you think that's because of all the new stadiums and all that bullshit getting built now? They done pulled all the people from one and put them to another?
But I mean, feel
we
like...
we ain't even got sports. Sports is done. Like,
yeah, but motherfuckers
but you're talking about accounting in years.
Nah, yeah, yeah. No, because I think most of that is private industry.
There's there's a difference between the Department of Transportation and actual, like, because it's city contractors, you feel me? Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know how that works. Like, we got the forum is done. Then built that new YouTube stadium.
I think the forum is. I think they're renovating it.
Okay.
Because Chase Ballmer.
Oh, the dude from the Clippers bought it.
Yeah, he a cool $400 million. Just like yeah,
bro.
Okay.
Is that cash, does that seem cash, low to you for a whole cash. Venue
with something with so much history too?
$400 million.
Fabulous goddamn forum.
Not really, because if you think about the forum, I don't think it's been renovated in. Ever.
It hasn't been renovated since trash. 1994 when the Montreal Canadiens beat the LA Kings for the Stanley Cup.
I love Snapple facts. I love them. Is that real?
Yeah, no. Nah.
Okay. Montreal Canadiens, what team is that now?
Still the Montreal Canadiens.
Did they beat the Kings there or something?
Yeah, they beat the Kings there.
Is that when their jerseys were gold and purple?
Nah, it was the Gretzky era, so it was the traditional ones that you are used to
seeing. The gray and black?
Yeah. With the Chevron logo.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he does something with it, though.
I hope. You know what? I don't have any malice towards the Clippers. It's just the fact that the Clippers fans bring their...
They're trash.
Their fans are garbage, bro.
It's how do you grow up in L.A.? Like, we didn't have a football team. Like, if you were born in the 90s, if you were born in the 90s, we didn't really have a football team. I think the St. Louis left... In what, like 88?
But we still had the Raiders after that.
We had the Raiders, but no one gave a fuck really about the Raiders. Bro, like, there was a very small like group of people that gave a fuck, and then they left, and then it was like, oh, everyone's like a fucking Raider fan. Like, oh, I love the Raiders. It's like, no, you fucking didn't, because when they were here, you didn't go to a game. That's why they left.
I think what it is that a lot of people, like, for example, like, who was that, Matt? His family, his mom's a diehard Saints fan.
Yeah.
But then you figure you grow up in a Saints house, like, I don't even like the Saints. I'm going to like the next team over.
Well, yeah. Well, and that's the weird thing about football in L.A. Like, I don't know anyone that's a fan or very few people that are fans of the Raiders. Like, my dad was, so I was kind of a fan of the Raiders. But other than him, like, I have a couple friends, but, like, all of my friends have, like, pick and chosen which teams that they like for football. So, like, I'm a Saints fan just because all my uncles and my family are Saints fans. So, I'm automatically just going to be a Saints fan. But, like, with the Lakers, like, we had a really good basketball team. So, most people from L.A., unless they're fucking retarded, are fucking Laker fans.
You see, the problem is with that out here, well, I don't like Kobe. But it's like, well, who do you like? I don't even like basketball, so...
Name me the starting five of any Clipper team. Like, I don't give any Clipper team. Like, I can
Blake
name them, and
Griffin,
I don't even fuck
DeAndre,
with them.
DeAndre, Jordan, Chris, Paul. That's all I got.
You had that one dude.
Paul Gasol was on the Lakers.
That was Lakers. that was definitely the Lakers.
I can't, like, because I can see their faces.
The only good team, like, the good.
Oh, DeAndre Jordan.
Jamal Crawford. He was a six man.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm talking about like the Lakers or the Clipper team that I really liked was like Elton Brand, Darius Miles.
This was early 2000s Clippers.
Yeah, because that was the dopest Clipper team. Like, to me, Sam Cassell was on that team. I forgot who their point guard was. on brand.
Some dude with a do-rag.
Yeah, but it's still, it's, Clipper fans are just so
I'm just happy for him. Like, I went to a Clipper game, Laker game last year. The whole time I'm talking shit to Clippers fans. I was like, well, you're not in the playoffs. And my point always is, well, look in the rafters. There's y'all got selfies, not titles. Nobody care about your best seeds. Like, you can't talk like if you like, for example, like Kansas City fans, very happy they won something. But they're not the type to be like, well, we know we're better than other teams.
You're talking about football Kansas City?
Football Kansas City. Yeah, okay. Kansas City doesn't have a basketball team.
I don't
know
much about basketball.
I would say no. St. Louis?
Kansas City.
St. Louis doesn't have a team. Missouri?
Wait, yes, I do.
A professional, right, an NBA team? What NBA team is from Missouri?
Let me see. I'll do some fact checking.
There's no like real.
What's the other big city in Missouri?
Missouri's a state.
I mean, yeah, but what's the other big city?
There's St. Louis. I don't know, bro. I only know St. Louis. Kansas. Kansas City and there's St. Louis. They probably have a good. They have like.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, there's no.
I think the closest thing to them is like probably the Memphis Grizzlies.
Or the Pelicans.
St. Louis Hawks and the Kansas City Kings, but that was like in 1985.
Yeah, they're Atlanta now.
Yeah. Shout out to Killer Mike and the swag shop out in the Atlanta Stadium.
His car is out here now.
Killer Mike's?
So
the Impala or the Hellcat?
Killer Mike has a Grand National.
Oh, yeah. I remember it's
out here. One of the dudes from Hoonigan that works there is good friends with him. And I met Killer Mike on two different occasions. Once on a like, whoa, you're in the same place as me. And then he came up to me at some Hot Wheels thing. I was like, you're Killer Mike. I was like, man, I love what you do. And he comes to me. He's like, I love what you do. I was like, you know what I do? He's like, yeah, you to do with this green car. And I was like,
damn, I was like, you know, Mike, run the jewels.
I was like, yo, you.
That's crazy.
He was like, yeah, just stick with what you're doing and you'll be okay. Like, through all whatever bullshit you're going through, just keep who you are. And I really fuck, because he was like, I fucks with you because you were genuine to who you are and what you got. Like, yeah. You didn't try to fit in the box. You made the box fit for you. And I was like, damn. Like, I told Auntie Sharon that day. I was like, Auntie Sharon, I took Killer Mike knows who I am. And she was like, what? That's awesome. This was during that whole thing where he was on that Keep Black Bunny and Black in the Black Community.
Yeah, Black Friday.
Yeah.
Trigger warning. Shout out to Killer Mike.
Yes.
Cool dude.
Definitely is. So what else is going on right now?
Oh, we didn't even. Welcome to the Booty Hustlers Podcast.
Welcome to the Booty Hustlers Podcast.
We didn't. Man, shit. Just, you know, it's hot as shit. The Donnie T done said some wild shit about injecting yourself with Lysol. I mean, like, I'm not on politics, but it's just the fact I say some dumb shit. But I never say dumb shit that make people question, like, why are you here?
And think about that. This is coming off of the pandemic of the Tide Pods.
I saw that was trending again today. Like, it brought up that whole thing again.
Of course. You take any cleaning detergent and tell someone to put that shit inside yourself.
Inside your body.
So but do like, you think the kids that died from Tide Pods, parents will inject themselves with Lysol to see their
100%,
kids?
100%, because that gene is recessive.
Really?
Yeah. They definitely want to see Jesus.
That's a gene that carries down from generation
to
generation.
They want to see Chad and Brad again.
Chad and Brad.
They want to be reunited.
Shout out, Brad. It's your birthday. Happy birthday,
Oh, yeah.
Brad.
Happy birthday, Bad Daddy Braddy.
April. Me and his birthdays are a day apart.
Ain't that some
yeah,
shit?
That is. That's kind of crazy.
Right?
Because both of y'all weird motherfuckers got the same birthdays.
We do.
How is Brad?
How is he? He's doing okay. Since the COVID's taking up the hospitals, he can't get his kidney stones removed. So it's only reserved for people with emergencies.
So he's kind of chilling. Like,
he's chilling with a tube in his dick.
So my man moving like an old man right now.
He can only move because, like, you think, bro, like all the amenities we enjoy.
So does he pee with an extendo like thing?
I don't know. Like, I think he has a bag and he dumps it. But bro, think about it. This man done had this thing in his meat for like almost 2 months. That means this man
hasn't ejaculated in 2 months. Exactly.
This man can't beat his meat, bro. You know, that's why he looks so aggravated in his face.
Just all He's the like, crow's feet always wrinkled.
Like, even if he gets happy, like, that shit probably hurts like a motherfucker.
Bro, his dad described it to me as like a pinch. Like,
oh, hell no.
But think about a pinch in your nuts. like down in
your nuts or like in your dick,
and bro. All whatever, it don't matter. It all is connected.
That's why he unfollowed all those fans only girls on Instagram. Huh?
I don't know, bro. It's one of those.
Brad can't be dealing with temptation.
He's like, I can't see no titties right now.
You know what? One thing is, I seen him pull girls, which is weird. Like his game is different than
like when you on it. He just like
it's just confidence.
Well, yeah, when you on
he
it,
he just stacks up to a bitch.
His confidence is different though. Like,
well, because he's older, so he knows what doesn't work and what works. That like, man, to a T. Because he's fucking old. He's been through every situation probably, so it makes sense.
So SEMA 2019, well, 2018, this man, he's like, you going out with the devil tonight? I said, what the fuck? He's like, yo, Stacey Adams is cool, but I got the I got the real Stacey Adams. I said, what? And I seen this man pull young girls my age at the time. Where? On Fremont Street that looks smooth.
Oh my God, y'all in the Fremont
there ain't
Street,
no y'all
bro.
Brad likes Fremont Street for some reason. He old, so he know all the lights and the glitz and the glamour.
He's like, well, I like the smell of tobacco and fucking I don't even
and
know
you don't
else.
It's just the fact that Josh
like chewing
to
tobacco
do, yeah.
Like it's like spit, old.
It's like all the NASCAR drivers.
See, I like the funk of Vegas. Like, there's something about
but
like the
Fremont
shit.
Street is different.
Fremont Street is dope. That's a different I love type that of shit.
You know why I like it? Because it's like my grandma always wanted to take me to the old school Vegas, and I guess that's old school Vegas.
Yeah. Exactly.
And because the strip don't do nothing but me just half naked girls tripping on their friends, saying yes all the time, and taking selfie. It's just not for
well,
me.
You guys, I don't even really like clubs, but like. Like, to go to the clubs in Vegas, it's just fun to get fucked up and drunk.
I don't
But you
drink.
Guys don't drink.
Yeah,
so
it's like, I'll just be there and I just see all
We're
going
to go to SEMA this year and Josh is going to be the
Time
only
out.
One.
If the COVID's over, we
yeah,
going.
We're not. I don't think SEMA's
I think
happening.
Most shit has been shut down for 2021, so they'll probably have a virtual SEMA.
Like, I had a cousin sick. Call me and he was like asking me, Ashton, he was like, so what do you think, like, how many shows do you think I can do this summer? I'm like, bro, like. There's not going to be any shows. Like, summer's canceled. Like, you'll be lucky to get to the beach this summer.
If we're That's fair. But it's crazy because Georgia just got off lift to stay at home today.
Oh, yeah. All the motherfuckers about to die. But it's Georgia, so it's like, who gives a fuck? Use them as a petri dish. Like, I don't
That's
give a
true.
Fuck.
That's true. I'd rather stay in a couple more weeks.
Killer Mike, please stay safe out there in Georgia.
He's not stupid.
Of course
he,
not.
He big. I think he probably know what not to do.
He be working out, too.
He do?
You I've follow? Been watching him on Instagram.
Listening.
Yep, like a fucking honey glazed medallion.
Medallion. It's just the fact that people don't listen. You feel me? I know I don't be listening because I be at the shop, work, or home. But it's like I don't extend that reach anyplace outside of there.
Yeah.
So I
keep
just
keep it in the circle.
I do try to keep it in a circle. Like Josh goes around.
I'm gonna show you something. Just don't react to it.
Okay.
You keep your ear to the street and your hand on the meat.
Yeah.
This shit, man, damn.
There was a bird flew by the window. It caught my attention. I'm sorry. That was a big-ass fucking bird.
Listen, man, no matter the size of the bird, it's the size of the turd that comes out that bird.
Oh, word?
Word. Do you know about the bird?
I know that the bird is the word.
The bird.
Man, this weather is unsightful, bro. I hate the fact that it went from cold to hot.
Like nah, that. It's God you didn't even get no us. Fucking warm up.
No, it wasn't. It was, last week it was 60. Now it's 90. That's 36, 7, 8.
That's a bunch of.
What have I done?
That's COVID, too. The fact that COVID is happening and we're having a heat wave is we're getting punished for something.
What did I do? There was
an
earthquake last
that
night.
Shit, but I think we're getting. Nah, that was like 3 days ago.
No, bro. That was night before last. Definitely. Because I was dead ass asleep and I thought it was you trying to wake me up for some reason.
Yeah, no, I was watching something, and then Juno hopped up and was just like, what the fuck's going on?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But, like, everything happening right now, like, it's hella strange. Like, the COVID, the heat, the earthquakes, like,
well,
what's
the
next?
Heat makes sense. It's California. We're approaching June.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
But oh, it's like, fuck. usually it goes 60, 70, hot.
Yeah, there's a
nah, we cold started at the line, didn't even do a burnout and just took it down.
Yeah, no, this just like a bell curve now. It was just whoop.
Yep.
Like there was no in between.
That's
no,
fair.
There was no gradual, you know.
I wanted the Thanos snap to happen, but I didn't think it would happen like this. Literally the movie came out like a year ago and it's
now
like
we're living it.
Yeah, it's like cool. Like this is what I wanted, but I'm like I didn't know with the restrictions. You feel me? So if
yeah, you didn't read the fine print.
Like in an Avengers movie, what they call this a pandemic? Like, do you think they were just on stay at home because they didn't know what to do?
I don't know.
I don't care. I'm like, if people got to go, they got to go. If I got to go, I got to go. I got checked at the hospital the other day, so I know I'm good. It's just the fact that I wish no ill will on my homies. I hope nobody gets it because I'd be hurt.
I wonder how long, like, they really think that they can keep, like, not even, like, around the whole U.S., but just in California, like, once it gets warm and, like, really nice out. Because I saw they were having issues today at the beaches.
People were at the beach?
Yeah, but they were at, like, Redondo Beach or Ventura Beach, wherever Ventura, like, kind of opened up.
Okay.
For whatever reason. By numbers
or just open?
They opened, like, there was something I was looking at on the news today, and they said that they, like, partially opened. So that's going to be kind of...
How do you partially open a beach? You have a motherfucker rope waving people through with a light stick?
So they opened the beach. I think I saw they opened golf courses and tennis courts also.
Mm. I didn't even know them bitches were shut down, to be honest
with
you.
Their parks, I guess.
All the parks are closed. So they
fucking free Venice Beach skate park, you scumbags.
Yeah, I don't know. It really is weird. It's like a very ambiguous situation, but it's like, what are we going to do? Like,
there's nothing we
can do. The whole summer, like, what are they going to do?
Buy booty hustlers.
Yeah, or watch Phineas and Ferb get some ideas.
That is one thing. We are, like, we're literally working on ways to, like, interact with you guys. So we do got some stuff lined up, which should be fun over the summer since we're probably going to be in the house. Like, we're not going to be able to be at shows. We're not going to be able to interact with you guys, but we're trying to figure things out.
One thing we are doing is you know how they have the drive-by, like, birthdays and shit where people will drive by your house and wave?
Yeah.
We're just doing drive-bys.
Yeah, we got paintball guns. We're just going
to
light your
whole
shit
up. If y'all want
me
to drive by the crib, I'll drive by real quick in a Prius and throw Reese's Pieces at you.
Hey, that would be sick if we made, like, a little booty hustler's float.
We should get some paintball guns.
Don't listen to Josh.
Wait, I want anyone that's listening to this, like, come in our DMs. Will you let us just light you up with a paintball gun, like, driving by?
For a sticker.
Or
a shirt.
A sticker and a shirt of our choosing. You don't get to choose.
And we get to record it.
I don't know, bro. That's different. I don't.
And for me personally, I'll Venmo you $5 if you let me call you a slut while I do it.
Randy, you can't be giving out Venmo if we got to give you Venmo. That's not how it works. Now you reverse productive. I'm on your head now. Oh, shit.
That was the earthquake you felt last night.
Oh, I know for sure. We're trying to get the
got the
some
Twitch.
Type of Call of Duty, some type of any. Do I say what we're doing?
Yeah, okay. I mean, essentially what we're trying to do tournaments on Twitch.
Pretty much.
We're going to try to figure out, like, how to involve you guys. Like, I was talking to Randy today. I want to figure out if there's a way that we can not gamble. What's the word?
You want to do polls and place wagers.
There we go. On the game so you guys can kind of be interactive and, like, make some money at it. You know, we'll entertain you. You make money if you want to. You can lose your money if you want. Blow your fucking whole check. Doesn't matter, just as long as you're smiling while it's happening.
So if you know any good Twitch plugins, drop them at Wreckin' Randy on Instagram, and I will relay the information and get it set up. Because everything I know right now just rolls off of theoretical bits.
It's not the point. It happens that way. The prophecy must be fulfilled, Randy. As long as you put the energy out, it will come back to you.
Also, shout out to our boys at Energy.
Huh?
What?
What flavor is that water?
Shit tastes like, I don't know. This is not great.
Josh looking rather slim. That man been eating right.
Yeah.
He's been eating Thanksgiving dinner calzones.
Hey, shut the fuck up. I haven't been eating that, but shout out to
right
for the meals.
She coming through. That's my girlfriend. Damn. Y'all know her name.
We just doxed everything that we've been working to beep.
Bleep.
We should beep all this so that everybody has no idea what's going on.
Nah, fuck it.
Yeah, hit her up for your meal prep. She kills it. The fajitas are fire.
I like the meatloaf.
Meatloaf is fire.
Everything she does.
We're trying to put her whole business on. So
she hasn't sponsored
really
me yet,
anymore,
so I haven't been able to give you the
MeUndies
meal. Because
you don't need no fucking meal preps, goddammit.
Randy,
damn
you
it.
Got a whole ass wife, and if she don't cook you, I'm going to have to file divorce papers.
Don't worry, I already have them started.
What?
Just kidding. I love my life, dearly. I love my wife dearly, and I will
listen
never.
To this shit.
We should have your wife on here one day.
She is not as much of a social butterfly as I am. Oh,
she's going to be sitting here like Jake?
Oh, 100%.
Uh-oh, there go Casper. Is he getting it?
Hey, he had the quick release hub on his shit already with that Momo steering wheel.
Every shop has that local dude that hangs out. Casper, just, how can I describe? He looks like a sunburnt day worker.
He looks like a sunburnt Dave Mirra.
He does. He actually does. I hate to say it. Rest in peace, Dave Mirra. But Casper is the coolest, wackiest dude I know. I paid him $20 to take off some lug nuts.
Casper is like if you took Goofy and made his origin story from Sinaloa.
Pretty much. He said, yo, dog, can I borrow your car to go to the store? Fuck no, Casper. The fuck? He's like Felicia, a male right. Felicia.
He's like, yeah, that makes sense. All right, cool. You good.
And I'd only give him fist bumps because his hands feel like...
like sandpaper.
They do.
Turtle shells.
And I tell people, just give him a... I tried to fist bump him today, but he grabbed my arm and slid his hand down my arm. And I looked at him, and I looked at my arm, and I looked at his face with disgust. And I was like, why did you do that?
You ever seen Game of Thrones? Like, no. Have you watched the whole thing?
No.
Have you watched it?
No.
So there's like this episode where they're these like rock people, and if they touch you,
you turn to rock.
You turn into stone. And I saw this go down when he touched Gary, and I was just like, oh shit.
You see all the germs start turning Gary to stone?
Like Casper just smells like Mickey's, and he smells like alcohol.
Smells like a bingo hall.
And he has a catheter on too.
He smells really? Like what?
Yeah, he's got.
I just watched that man bust a wheelie down the whole street.
That man's got a catheter on, and that shit ripped out one day because it caught on like a door handle.
Oh,
and but it didn't rip out. He's got it in the side of his belly, not in his dick. So it's like a feeding. I don't know what the fuck. He got a tube.
He might
in him.
Have bad kidneys.
He's got a Caprice pouch.
He's got a liquid pouch on the side. Ugh. Anything he does is just like why. But I understand he's had a rough life. They took him to Chick-fil-A first time because he doesn't leave this block. And they took him to Chick-fil-A. He's like, dog, what is this? It's amazing. Like, yo, it's Chick-fil-A. You never had Chick-fil-A? It's up the street. He's like, nah, dog, I never had it. And he tells me he's got kids. He's got a deep origin story.
Yeah, some people like the simple things in life, you know? Not to be bothered by any of the Chick-fil-A's or, you know.
I mean, I don't know what he eats outside of Chick-fil-A. Maybe street rats? I don't know. It's just, that man's amazing. I give it to him. Day in, day out, he's doing it.
And doing it well.
Doing it right.
Doing it.
LL Cool J or Will Smith? Who wins in a fight?
LL Cool J.
Easy, bro. LL probably still lifts.
LL Cool J from Deep Blue Sea versus Wild Wild West Will Smith, though.
Still LL.
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
What about Independence Day Will Smith?
No, because
they ate me. A motherfucking shark ate me, is what yeah. Samuel L. Jackson says.
No, because, I mean, Independence Day Will Smith, like, he's just in a jet. Like, he's not out there fighting fucking crime and shit.
I am legend Will Smith versus LL Cool J Deep Blue
Everything
Sea.
You say about Will Smith, he has some type of weapon. Like, Will.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he's not out there just bare hand fisting.
Okay, Will Smith, Muhammad Ali.
Okay, all right.
Will Smith versus Deep Blue Sea. I still give it LL Cool J low key because he.
But is LL Cool J got the pant leg up?
He was a chef.
Because if he got that pant leg up, he's ready for war.
What was that about? Why?
That was just his
style. You ever roll your pant leg up and think he was cool?
I did.
I used to have those pants with the zippers to pull them off. Yeah. I used to rock right. one of them unzipped.
Yes, I did that too.
I got those from the Walmart. Shout out to Walmart.
Hell yeah.
I think mine were like Old Navy.
Mine were beige with orange trim and fucking orange elastic bits and yes. everything.
Please
and
tell yes. me you had the flame bucket hat at one point, Randy.
I had a flame collar Dickie shirt.
Oh, that is the one. The guy from Fieri.
Yup. I had
the guy what?
Guy Fieri. Am okay. I saying it right?
I'm just gonna let you say it.
How is it? How you
Fieri.
Say Fieri?
Like Fiero. Like a Pontiac.
What I say Fieri?
You said Fugazi
I'm
or something.
I'm not gonna say it now because I know I'm gonna fuck it up because you just throwing random names out there. So I'm just gonna refrain
The dude
from.
Who looked like every other Caucasian dude who takes you to the Flavor Town motherfucker.
Boom.
I is like.
He, oh yeah, Mister. Put my hands on all the food in the restaurant. that's a good looking burger that you got there, lady. Let me take a bit of that. What the fuck? Who are you?
I watched a YouTube meme where it was Guy Fieri and everything he touched, they just made a slimy like. noise to whatever he was touching, and it makes it 1,000 times better.
My cousin is like a big like food person. Like she Mike? Loves food.
Oh, who? Autumn?
Yeah, Autumn. And
from Florida? Or no, that was Joy. Joy.
Autumn's Joy's sister.
Yeah. But like I didn't notice it like in the show because I'm like, I don't notice shit like that. But she's like, yeah, he touches all the food.
I never looked, but I now that you say it, I never noticed that he does do that. How does that take?
And he does two-finger dips. Like, when he holds shit, he dips it, like, instead of just taking it real quick and, like, holding it like a pencil.
Talking to the fucking mic. No one
I thought I
you.
Was.
No, you weren't.
It's like he, instead of holding it like a pencil, you know, or, like, you know, like just normal, like how you just grab some shit real quick. He holds it with two fingers stuff. Out front and then, like, dips. Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Because you got to get a little extra dip on your fingers.
Or something, off. Right?
And he does that in the show.
Like, when you like, check bro, your oil.
What are you doing?
I give it to him because he never gets dirty eating. Like, I couldn't have the job he does because...
Well, he doesn't have to because he's always standing up just grabbing people's food.
Imagine you just eating, like, you on a date, Josh. You got this cute little girl with you. And this blonde-headed freak with a flame shirt. And he just smells... You know he smells like Stetson cologne. And
he smells like grease.
Curve. No, he curve? Smells like Curve 100%. He wears Curve. Green and gold bottle Curve.
Oh, yeah. He smells... He looks like, yo, let me get... Oh, what do you think about this? And I can just... Because Josh and me don't like people touching our food. I seen him and his mama almost getting a fight over food because she took a piece. And I do the same thing. You know me about hash browns. But I was like, yo, imagine... would you fuck guy F up? Because I'm not can't pronounce his last name.
Yeah.
It's Fujiwara.
Guy Fujiwara?
Yeah.
I'm a name also, because I don't know that nigga. Like, like, he's just straight up of some random fucking spiky-haired white dude. Just, you know, goofy. Yeah, very goofy-looking white dude just walks up and grabs my sandwich. Like, yeah, we're going to be fighting.
And he like, wears a forearm wristband. Like,
he does.
Up here.
I wonder if he's Jordan brand. Like, is he sponsored?
No, I don't know.
He's definitely on the Food Network. Shout out to
him. But he's into sports.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's like a big Lakers fan or something.
He's a
like
Nets
that.
Fan.
Or no, Golden State. He's a Golden State fan.
Before oh, that would make sense. Before they became good or after?
Who knows, you know. He'll say him.
Well, he loves Indian food, and when they got Steph Curry, he said Curry is definitely in Flavor Town.
Yeah, let's make this a thing now. Before anybody notices, shout out to my friend, no, two friends that are Buccaneers friends, Chris and Cedric, that I know have been Buccaneers fans before this Tom Brady, Gronkowski shit. Because if they win, I'm sure I'm going to see a whole bunch of people with Buccaneers jerseys
actually,
on.
I know a Buccaneers fan. His name is Owie. He's a very strange little
Owie?
Man. Yeah,
Owie?
Yeah,
that dude I play basketball
yeah,
with?
Yeah, remember Owie? Shouts out to Owie, bro. I haven't seen you in a minute. But no, Owie actually is a diehard Bucks fan, so I know he's out there creaming his fucking pants right now.
Do you think they got what it takes to go all the way?
I'm just upset that they're in our division. Like, they had to bring that bubbly bullshit to my division. Now, you know, the Saints, I'm not going to say we were locked in for anything because our corners are ass, but yeah, we're in trouble.
It be like that sometimes, baby. It be like that sometimes.
Unless Tom Brady just falls off and he's not the same Tom Brady.
I don't know, man. This is Tom Brady.
This is true.
I kind of want this Tom Brady to win to prove Belichick wrong.
I do too. It's so weird because, like, I don't hate Tom Brady. I just hated
the Patriots. It's the fact that the Patriots are like what the Cowboys should have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what the Cowboys, like, I'm glad that Patriots fans aren't like Cowboys fans because win, lose, the Cowboys stadium could blow up and all they'll bring up is Deion Sanders.
Yeah, no, fuck the Cowboys. Fuck all their fans. Fuck Bradshaw. Fuck Freddie because they're both fucking. Dallas fans.
We them boys all day, all night, son. America's team. Okay. Okay. Keep thinking that.
We got a new receiver. We're going to the Super Bowl, baby.
Oh, will this one hit another woman? Let's see.
Yeah, now the Cowboys are trash. Gosh. Hey, but shouts out to Jerry fucking Jones. My man was in a yacht, or he was on his yacht yesterday doing the draft, and it was just like, where the fuck is it? It looked like he was
That's
heaven.
The owner of the Cowboys?
Yeah. That's a big fucking
You seen
flex.
Old boy, he was on the phone and his girl tried to take his phone and he snatched it back. Yeah. I seen that one. One girl,
was hugging the dude.
Yeah, and his mama was, get the fuck
out of here, bitch.
I wonder how many girls think they have a secured spot when they man-made. Cause
you know who thought they did? Russell Wilson's wife. Look what happened.
She died, right?
She wasn't.
That's the dude who killed the bitch.
No, no, he was the quarter. He's the quarterback for the Seahawks. So my man was up for like a brand new contract. I think he had married his wife in college.
Okay,
married her in college. He was up for a contract renewal out of his rookie contract. He was gonna get buku money. I think it was like right after he won the Super Bowl, and he divorced her. Like I don't know how many years they were together. But he divorced her. She didn't really get shit. And then he had like a fucking $60 million contract. So she probably killed herself. She's probably no longer with us.
Hanging from over a fucking stool that's just on the floor sideways.
But like some Purple people toes. Say that, you know, oh, well, she was the one that helped him get to where he was. But, you know, in my mind, that's a boss move. Like, look who he's with now, Sierra. Like, what
I don't
fuck?
Know. I don't know if Sierra got the cyborg pussy or if she just like.
She had two kids. So I'm sure tight. It's a pussy now.
Is one of them his and one's Future's?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Think about like yo, baby daddy was Future, and like
she upgraded herself.
Diamonds talking.
You gotta think about that, like Future money or Russell Wilson money.
I don't know how like Future.
Yeah. I mean, since what? Drought 2. Nothing has really tickled my fancy.
That one, I felt like he messed up that Drake song. Like when they switched it up,
switch.
I liked his like working and then ooh, like what?
Yeah. Wait, are y'all talking about Future? I went into my mind and started thinking about Russell Simmons.
No, I'm talking. You wait, heard what? The.
I stopped paying any fucking attention to what y'all were saying, and then I just started thinking about Russell Simmons. I 100% did. I got a That So Raven flash to Rev Run's house, and then I started thinking of Russell Simmons, and then I was like, wait. Yeah. Like, I, like, shimmied my head, looked at the wall, and then, like, go home, Roger. Wrong show.
Waters? Let me get that, man. It's hot as fuck up here. You need a water, too?
I got my four over here. Thank you, Big
Chum. It's dark in here, man. I'm scared of the dark.
It's almost like it'd be a perfect time to talk about ghost stories.
No, Randy will not conjure up those evil things. I don't give power to the supernatural.
So I showed up today and they're in there cleaning the garage out. And I'm like, so what are the topics today? And Randy just yells, Halloween. I said, what?
Yeah, man, it's Halloween.
It's May. Like, we're about to be in May. What do you mean Halloween? He was like, just Halloween. You could talk about Halloween anytime.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
Like, tell us what you were going to talk about Halloween. Like,
I don't know. I was sitting in traffic coming from work the other day, and I was sitting there thinking about better times because we all stuck inside with this COVID shit, and I started thinking of simpler times when I was a child, and I was like, I used to have a really good time during Halloween. I used to do a bunch of ignorant shit on Halloween and get away with it because there was billions of kids everywhere. I don't know. Halloween just seemed fun, and I felt like you two would be like, yeah, oh, I used to fucking steal Nikes from, I don't know, Halloween or some
wait,
shit.
Is it because we're black?
Yeah, Josh, exactly.
Randy, I knew it. Your Edward Norton fight the current yeah. haircut is affecting your fucking brain. Yeah, I didn't have fun on Halloween.
Yeah,
my
I don't
dad
remember any Halloween.
Skimped out and I had to pass out candy.
Yeah, I don't really remember any Halloween.
But like, y'all didn't nope. just go out with two of your friends and just fuck shit up for no apparent reason?
Randy, right, do you realize what color you are? If you a nigga on Halloween, you can't be fucking shit. Because every nigga dresses either as Michael Myers or the Scream Mask.
Yeah.
They ain't no happy medium because your parents ain't going to spend a lot of money on a good costume for you to wear once. That don't make no sense.
Or you could just wear your dad's clothes and then you look like Kid Rock.
Did you not hear the part where my dad wasn't there?
Low key, like, I think that, like, and I'm not trying to make this a race thing, but white people got Halloween, but our holiday, do you know what it is?
I'm gonna let you say it.
Just think about it.
Martin Luther King Day?
No.
No.
Thanksgiving?
Like, where black people have a lot of fun outside.
4th of July?
That's our holiday.
That is okay. True.
That's like, for some reason, black people love 4th of July.
You need $100 to blow some shit up?
Yeah.
Take my money.
My dad's like, you want to get fireworks? I'm like, yeah, let's go get fireworks. He's like, did you know if you hit them with the hammer, you turn them into grenades? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, Todd used to have the craziest, our homie Todd used to have the craziest 4th of July parties. Like, whole block shut down. Just
where everybody's in agreement, we're just fucking partying.
Yeah, it was the craziest party. I remember one party, one of our homies had just started working for the fire department. And homie pulled up in the ambulance and was just like in the middle of the street. People are on top of the ambulance.
That's what's up.
Fucking, like, it was, these parties were legendary.
He just popped trunk and just started setting mortars off.
The gurney, we just call them Todd parties because that's what it was. It was a good like 5 years. It was just like the turn up.
That's what's up.
That's what we look. 4th of July this year.
Yeah.
I'm off that Friday. If it happens, I mean, my plan, in a perfect world, my green car works. I'm doing burnouts in the street down here, right down here.
What'd y'all do last 4th of July?
Last 4th. I think I was with my dad's family. Like, my dad's family goes to the beach every year, so I would go to the beach with them, and then I would go fuck with my homies. Like, when we were kids, 4th of July was fun because somehow they always got, like, M80s and shit.
Like, just the illegal shit.
Yeah, just to blow shit up. Like, we would turn trash cans upside down and just boom. Yeah. So we were just, that's when we were terrorists. Like, so for you, it was Halloween. For us, it was 4th of July.
That's the one day black people can get away with.
Yeah, we were literally terrorists. Like, I remember there was one 4th of July where we got, like, some type of extended Roman candle. And like the police helicopter was like circling, and we're sitting there like trying to shoot the fucking helicopter with the Roman candles.
Oh,
like,
you wanted to get the 5-star.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Like, we were acting like straight idiots.
That's what's up.
Like, and the slight chance that like some Terminator type shit. Like yo.
Just launching shit like on the block.
Did something just fall? What the fuck was that?
Oh, heard my. That? I'm good. Where's the fucking light at? I ain't.
Nah, you good, bro. Just, it was Jesus.
What? Not today.
But yeah, 4th of July, damn, no 4th of July this year. I didn't even think about that.
Well, you know, that's not going to stop anybody.
Well, I mean, no, it's not. They're still going to be like outside just popping off fireworks, but like, you're not going to have
no functions. Stay inside and light your fireworks in your house with your bleached margarita, you idiots.
Yeah, like, you're not going to have no functions. Like, there's not going to be any like good turnups, no parties. Like,
I can hear all the people now, the 5G towers started the COVID.
My sister believes that.
I don't get that.
Believes that, and there is a meme.
Can they explain that?
It's the one thing me and my sister argue about the most because
she's adamant about it.
Oh yeah, my sister is one of those people who she is a believer in most conspiracies, and I can back a lot of her thoughts and for a lot of shit. And I'm like, okay, you know, I can see that, or even to some extent, I agree. To certain aspects of it where I'm like, okay, you know, we can have an educated conversation on this, but the 5G shit, she was like, it's going to cause crazy cancer. I was like, okay, I came with a bunch of facts, but then she came up to me and started telling me that it was causing the Rona, and I was like, no.
You can't argue with people. It's like those people who like believe, I can't even get deep.
I just don't understand it. Like, the radio waves are making people. Like, I understand, like, radiation, radio waves, all that. Like, I work in technology.
Okay, so that's the thing, right? If you look at where they fall on the scale of from fucking Wi-Fi, microwaves, and phones, Wi-Fi falls right in the middle of that, which is non-lethal to fucking human beings, or let alone...
I feel like we don't know yet, like, what it's gonna... in 100 years, they'll be like, oh, that's weird. Like, there's been a rise in cancer rates.
But that's the thing, though, is regular-ass Wi-Fi has been around for so long that motherfuckers have... always since the start of it we're like, y'all motherfuckers are gonna die from this shit, and it's like Wi-Fi's been around for what, 50-60 years,
has it,
something like that. But that's still like, I feel like that's not a big like test group there,
to
like,
be fair. Yeah, years. I'll give that to you, because it also wasn't as commercially used.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, we have measured the frequencies of this. The only way I can back the idea that 5G is even gonna fuck with you is if it's a whole different frequency within itself.
Yeah, no, it just, well, the Corona thing just doesn't make sense to me at all.
That for sure doesn't make any goddamn sense. They say that the Corona's already in you, and 5G is basically the combination to the padlock that just makes it run rampant, and you just...
So it's like fluoride back in the day.
Yeah.
Fluoride's good for your teeth.
Yeah, but that's, people used to say that's how they could track you from satellites, right?
Huh?
Like, it used to make you light up on satellites or some shit. Wasn't that the old...
I think so. I don't know.
Like, conspiracy theory?
I didn't learn about fluoride until I moved in with my chick. Her mom put me on game to that, and she was like, this shit'll kill you. This is why you feel depressed all the time, Randy. I was like, no, it's because I live with your ass.
And you over here talking about this bullshit ass fluoride while I'm trying to enjoy my pizza.
Why is it always some bullshit, man? Just get out of my face with some bullshit. You ever been sleep? The fucking, we had a cleaning lady named Roxanne. Just on the bullshit, Randy. I kid you not. I'd be asleep, right?
Okay.
And she'd wake me up mid-sleep. Are you asleep?
Or she'd be like, hey, Josh, are you in there? And I'm like, yeah, my door is closed. Like, yes, I'm fucking in here. Like, okay, just checking. It's like, why? Why?
What were you going to do if I wasn't in here?
Why are you? And then she would.
You should have waited for her. Like, the next time she asked you that bullshit, you should have, like, crept behind the door with, like, a sheet and let her come in and just, like, kidnap that bitch.
I'd walk around in my drawers to make her uncomfortable.
That's.
I woke up one day, and I don't know. I think I was, like, drunk or, like, we had went out. I was fucked up, and I woke up. Like, I just hear, like, Halo music. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's like, what she just listens to.
Yeah, it was, like, cave music. Like, oh.
She'd come to me and be like,
hella loud.
I found this in Josh's room. Do you think Josh is on drugs? I was like,
yes.
I was like, probably. Why? She was like, you should consult him. He's a large man. He could die. I was like, Josh. I was like, Josh is fine. He's not going to die off of that, of anything. He's going to probably have a slip and fall if Juno jumps in front of him down the stairs. But he's not going to die from that. Pencil dust worth of whatever that shit is that he's got on his dresser. And she,
this man is eating mashed potato and gravy calzones, and you're worried about drugs?
Listen, Josh is fine. He's built like a fucking iron shit house. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what does that even mean?
Bro, you built solid. Like, bro,
like a giant shit house. Like,
an iron you never shit heard house, that?
Bro. I've never heard that
before. What are you, ignorant?
No, that's I'm a fucking kidding. Stupid ass iron shit house.
That's like I'm saying, I'm gay. Like a Russian $3 bill.
Which is the funniest fucking thing being said on
Where are you book. Going, Randy? Turn on the lights. Thank
no,
you.
No, hell no. Turn keep those motherfuckers off. It's about to get hot.
Bro, they're in oh fuck.
Oh god. Yeah, just leave them off. We're almost done anyway. Oh,
damn it, my eyes, Randy, my eyes.
We're like we're about to pass the hour.
We are we are. Yeah, well shit.
As well.
You wanna wrap it up?
Unless we have something else to talk about, this is
you know
cool.
What? Y'all DM us about things.
Yeah, please DM us so we can stay on topic.
How did this happen so much better? Like, we just started talking. Last week, it was like,
because
hey.
I was staring at Jake, and Jake was just bothering me because Jake was staring out the window. I love you, Jake, but I wanted to smack the shit out of you last week, bruh.
We might release that podcast so you can hear
just so everybody can make fun of Jake.
Fucking Jake, bro. I mean, he was.
If everybody stopped talking, you could hear what that podcast sounded like.
Right?
Moment of silence for 3 seconds so they can hear it.
Hey, Jake, you got anything to say?
Oh, nah, man. I'm just here. I'm talking already.
I give it to him, though. Like, I know he had just got off, like, a fucking 10-hour shift. My man drove all the way.
We was tired, too.
We were tired. Like, it was all of us. We just weren't in the mood. That's why you guys didn't have a podcast.
But guess who's not here today? Jake. So it's easy to pick on your ass.
It's kind of, we just open with a story, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or we just started talking.
We started talking about economics.
No,
and
yeah,
then,
yeah, yeah, yeah. The car being sold.
Yeah.
And how to buy low, sell high.
You know, that's something. We always going to make sure we try to make. We're going to always make sure we try to make you kids get some money out in these streets. Whatever it be. If you're selling candy, raise the price. If you're doing something, raise the price. Because there's no reason to be broke. You know what I'm saying? I can't see ain't shit people do nothing.
Speaking of that, I would like to shout out to this nice energy drink that I am drinking. This NOS energy is delectable. It is so good and tasty.
You know what? I give it to Randy because you never know if NOS actually sponsors us for this. And we hear, oh, shout out to Heatwave. They made these glasses that fit our faces.
Oh, I love that. I wore them today. Those shits are comfy.
So they made these frames. I don't know what the frames are called.
They're
the
XL Vices.
So
there
they have
you
the
go,
vice.
XL Vices.
They have the regular Vice, and it felt like some freaking Cobb McGraw.
Nah, it felt like a Vice on your face.
Yeah. And then we got the XL. I was like, yo, these is nice.
But these feel like some luscious pussy just sitting on your face.
So if you got a head so the good. Size of a pumpkin, a tambourine, or a street shark, I recommend these for you. They make you look good. You know what I'm saying? Great Saiyan man type swag.
They do.
All you people with all them big ass ideas in your heads all the time.
Hey, and if you got big ideas, make sure you execute them. And then when that shit hits the fan, just blow that motherfucker up. Set it on fire.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Goodfella style.
Buy Heatwave. Buy NOS Energy. NOS is delicious. Heatwave looks good. Thank you.
Randy, you didn't even tell him to buy our shit.
Yeah, make sure you buy
booty hustler shit. I said buy booty hustler shit as a mid-roll, probably 30 minutes into the pod. Buy booty hustler shit so we can get a house in Utah and...
We need a booty compound.
Randy, you French now? We.
It's a team effort, baby.
I'm fucking with you, Randy. That was the secret plan, but we won't gonna tell you though.
And we also got some crazy ass shirts. If fucking
you can move in with us, Randy. You and your chick, as long as she can.
Randy be put clean. Out this one shirt, and then we kind of just built on it. I think y'all about to go crazy.
So crazy,
crazy,
dumb,
crazy.
Well, there you go. On that note, you kids, he's be special. Safe. Have a good night. Quarantine.
Wash.
this is your Uncle Gary Quarantino here letting you know, be safe.
Oh, wow. She's special.